Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report.
Howdy, folks. Parker James here. Today, we've got a very special guest, former bull rider, cattle producer, and youth wrestling coach, Sean Coleman. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, Sean, some of my earliest memories are at rodeos, watching you ride, watching you and Monty raise a little bit of heck. It's been a long time, and now you're switched over. You're raising cattle and raising kids. Do you like that transition? You prefer this lifestyle?
Yeah, it's definitely easier on the body.
Speaking of, what was the most painful injury you ever had riding bulls?
Well, I had a couple of shoulder surgeries, so that wasn't very good. But one time I got 9 stitches where grown men don't want them. But
you get stepped on?
Yes, I did.
Unfortunate. All right, we might have to cut that. Next question I got for you, Sean. We're here at Stockman's today. We're in their back pens right now. How important is finding the right sale barn for a cattle producer?
Oh, it's important, you know. Biggest thing is these guys do a great job. If you're a local guy, keep doing what you're doing. We try to stick to the same deal every year. We sell them at the same time. You know, we haven't been down here in a long time. We're producing up by Huron. We had a couple smaller groups of cattle, and they sell load lots just as high as they sell 2-3 head. So some of these smaller guys, they got 50 head, and half of them might be heifers or steers and can't make a load lot. It's a great place to go, and these guys do a fantastic job.
If you could go back to a young Sean Coleman, a little 10-year-old Sean Coleman, give him a piece of advice, what would it be?
You know, I really don't know. I've kind of done everything I've wanted to do.
The first guess that's done everything right.
Well, I don't say it right. I've done a lot of things wrong, but that's how you learn. You make mistakes, but we've always been around cattle and rodeo, and I guess we've had a lot of opportunity, and I know guys look now, and it's hard, costs a lot of money. These cattle cost a lot of money, land costs a lot of money, but heck, if that's your dream, you know, try to find a way to get into it and get going. And I waited till I was later in life after my bull riding career, but man, these kids that get going right out of high school and raise cattle, they got a big opportunity.
I can't interview you and not ask this question. You got an embarrassing Monty James story?
Oh, I probably do, but you can put me on the spot, so I'm not real sure I can dig one up that's appropriate for the the year show. But Monty's been one of my best friends, and man, I appreciate him and what he's doing with this Hot Barn Report. It's good. It's revolutionizing the industry. People have a different way to get their market reports and stay up date, and it changes in a hurry with the board the way it is and stuff like that. But I appreciate what you guys are doing.
I love it. Thank you so much for your time today, Sean, and awesome job on the great cattle you raised.
Appreciate you.
This breaking beef news brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Okalava Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.